Well, I'm Ian McCann. I am the Federal Scheduling Coordinator for TSA Pre-Check Services for IDEMIA.
My name is Anthony Anderson. I am a Financial Relationship Specialist with Regions Bank.
And I'm Ryan Kapronica, and I don't have that cool of a job. I'm a videographer and a photographer.
It did kind of sound like you were trying to like one-up each other.
kind of felt like it when he threw that down.
Well, it's kind of hard to top. I work for the federal government.
Yeah, okay.
So we're here to talk about Extra Life. It's an event that we have done for 3 years, going on our fourth year now. Mm-hmm. And yep. Extra Life is a grassroots experience that mobilizes passionate gamers of all types to help Children's Miracle Network hospitals treat sick and injured kids in their communities. So basically, the charity will raise money. 100% of the proceeds go directly towards the local children's hospitals. And our event and the whole event for Extra Life takes place November 3rd, mm-hmm. and it's a 24-hour gaming marathon. So we'll be up and playing video games and board games this year.
Yep. Yes.
For 24 hours straight.
25 hours, actually.
25.
Well, 25, yeah.
Yeah, because we lucked out and had daylight savings time happen.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
For 25 hours to raise money for our local children's hospital.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So why is this a charity that's important to you guys?
Well, I can speak from experience. I have a child, and we've actually had to use the children's hospital before. Our second year, my son had a seizure the day of the stream when I was heading out of the house to go to the stream. So I was already a big proponent of it because it's helping children.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, having experience using the hospital and using their services, I'm 100% in.
Yeah, which, I mean, and also, too, for us, because for our hospital, it's actually St. John's Children's Hospital here in Springfield. They've had so many ups and downs over the past decade. And when we initially started, that was the year that they had that huge falling out with their original director. And she was, I think it was taking money away from the actual hospital. And that kind of was like a big call to action for us to try and, you know, help out as best we can for the local hospital.
I'd say to me it was a little bit simpler. I've always been a big proponent. I mean, I've been involved with video games for a majority of my careers, and it was kind of nice to be able to take part in something that at least in this area and community isn't really put on the forefront when it comes to community services throughout the city. You tend to see more public-facing stuff, more religion-facing stuff, and this was something that kind of allowed, at least what I've been grown up with, and the people I know and I'm friends with and I saw on a daily basis, to do something that we can give back to the community in a way that was more facing towards what we actually enjoyed. So it's kind of not only a way to help children out, but also be able to talk and do the things we care about in the process of helping.
Yep.
So how can people give during this 25-hour gaming marathon?
Well, we can take donations anytime from the time you hear this through the end of the year.
Yep.
We actually have a link shortener set up. It's bit.ly/SpringfieldExtraLife2018, and that's all lowercase.
Yep.
So you can go there, you can donate to our team page, and then on November 3rd, you'll actually be able to visit the link and watch the streams from there, which is something they just set up this year.
Yeah.
We also have a way, too, where if on that day you're a little bit afraid of using a digital format to donate, the Wyndham Hotel in town was nice enough to give us their conference room 4, and we are absolutely allowing people to come stop in, say hi, and either donate through cash or through check means. Mm-hmm. All that money is going to be kept on site, and I believe the day after the stream, or I believe if it's a Sunday, the Monday afterwards, we're going to be cashing all that in and immediately making that as a large donation.
Yep.
And 100% of your donations, cash, check, or credit online are tax deductible.
Yep.
So you said earlier it's going to be a mixture of video games and board games.
Yes.
So what kind of games are we looking at enjoying for your marathon?
A whole lot of Pong.
Yes.
We're going to play some Pong, a 26-hour game of Risk, so you'll only see part of it.
Yeah.
This year, we're concentrating a lot more on multiplayer games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll play some Mario Kart. We've got some Mario Party.
The new Mario Party we're going to be playing. We're trying to do a nice collection of old and new.
Yep.
So I think we've got at least an hour or two dedicated to Wii Sports, where one, I can finally fight Tony in the way that the good Lord intended, which was through video game boxing. We've also got... what other things? We've got the Jackbox Party Pack, which is a little bit more of a audience participation one as well, so anybody listening can hop on their phones and kind of help determine who wins, which will be a fun little experience to get people involved with.
And then we have a fighting tournament that's going to have between us.
Not a physical fighting tournament.
Oh, yeah, like unfortunately.
A video game fighting tournament.
Well, I am now out.
Yeah, he's done. He's done now. But we'll have a couple of different fighting games set up, and we always try to keep tally on a lot of those, so it'd be good.
And a lot of things, too, is if we're not really enjoying things, like we're open to having people tell us things that they maybe like to see us play.
Yep.
Board game-wise, we've got One Night Werewolf, which is a fun little close your eyes, move some cards around, and start arguing to figuring out who's the werewolf and who's not.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we've got a couple other things, too. I mean, Super Fight, where we take cards and we create superheroes that are things like Hillary Clinton with Wolverine claws and can be invisible when she holds her breath. And seeing if that will be...
It's a very fun debate game.
Yes.
It's a lot of arguing. We have a lot of arguing games.
I think that's primarily our goal is to argue and make money for kids.
That's the real fun.
Now, there's certainly an audience of people who regularly watch play with me streams or walkthroughs, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say to people who maybe aren't that general audience or may not even like video games that much, but are interested in the charity that you're giving to? How would you get them to become involved with what you're doing?
The biggest thing is just the donations. You don't have to watch. We appreciate the viewers on our streams. But what we can guarantee is that we have fun, and by proxy, I think the viewer would too. We do have later in the day scheduled, like Ian said earlier, the Jackbox Party Pack. And that's actually, we can play with viewers at the time. And so I think that'll be a really fun kind of special experience as well.
Yeah, and those are games that are more it's less about how high can you jump, how fast, and things like that. It's legitimately just how witty you are and how clever you can be. It's similar things like Pictionary, where we draw a picture on our phone that we think is the closest thing to what they say, and can we all guess what it is? Or here's a question, what's the funniest answer? And you're choosing the funniest answer, and the audience points do actually affect the outcome.
Yep.
So things like that are ways that we can kind of get people involved. And if you're still not a big fan of video game, I mean, one of the best ways to do it outside of donating is to let people know in your life that are into it.
Yeah.
Like, share that with the people around you and just like, hey, here's something interesting that's going on, or here's something that's great for the community, because every dollar you spend does stay locally. So it's never a moment of donations and it's helping people in different states, which is fantastic. This actually lets you realize that you're helping your own hometown community and the families that you may know and be connected with.
Yeah, that's really important there is... 100% of the money that this raises through us locally goes directly to St. John's Children's Hospital.
There is one game that I want to play with you guys before you leave, and it's how you determine your NPR sign-off name. So, the way that you decide it is your first name is your favorite print of fabric,
okay,
and your last name is the last name of your favorite musical artist. My NPR name is Brocade Shakur.
Real good.
It's a pretty good one, right?
Well, I mean...
I think I've got it.
Yeah, I think I got one already, too.
Yeah, you can. Argyle Jackson.
See, now, I was just going to say Satin Queen.
mine's like...
Sorry, put you on the...
Chevron Kinsru.
Whoa.
I like Chevron pattern. And... Dustin Kinsru is the lead singer of a band called Thrice.
For our sign-off for your segment here today, you're going to take this newfound NPR name, and what you'll say is, I'm whatever your name is.
Argyle Jackson.
Yeah, just so you'll go, I'm Argyle Jackson. You'll use your NPR voice as well.
Okay.
That's part of this. So you'll just say I'm and your name, and then I'll close this out.
Okay. I'm Argyle Jackson.
I'm Satin Queen.
I'm Chevron Kinsru.
And I'm Brocade Shakur. This has been Community Voices. Okay.
Yeah.